After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
On tonight's Real Housewives of Orange County, it seems like each one of these housewives is annoying us in a different way. We're going to get into it right now with Season 12, Episode 7, starting now.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
The comeback.
Hello, AfterBuzzers. Welcome to the after show for these OC bitches. And we're listening to
Hey,
new
watch
Kesha.
What you call me.
Oh, it's an honor to be called a bitch. I'm a skinny bitch.
We're all bitches. We're OC bitches.
Yes, in the house.
We're listening to the new Kesha song. What is the title of this song, Leon?
Learn to Let Go, which is what Tamara should do. Oh. Learn to Let It Go, baby.
If Peggy has her way.
Featuring Peggy. Well, you guys, that. Welcome to the show. Thank you for supporting us here at AfterBuzz TV. We've got a lot of great free content for you, as always. So give us a thumbs up from now, because you're the tip of a very good show. So get ready. You guys can find me over on Twitter at It's Grants Rants, and as always, on my podcast, Grants Rants Hollywood Talk.
And you can find me, Blake V, on all social media at Blake V Media. And I just want to say before we move on, I am hosting a yoga retreat on Sunday, August 27th. Ooh. So if you're in the LA area, hit me up. I've got all the updates on Instagram.
Hey guys, I'm Thomas Serlina. I have a brand new YouTube show and I take you all across LA. If you're not from Los Angeles, you'll definitely want to check it out on YouTube. It's called Your Time with Thomas.
Hey guys, you can catch me on all social media platforms. At Hollywood Leon. Find me on Instagram. Send me a tweet.
Ooh, do it.
Yes, do it now.
I kind of like that song a little bit. I haven't really given that much of a
chance. I heard another one of her songs today, Praying.
Yes.
Amazing.
Is it faster than that?
It's sort of balladish.
Yeah, too slow for
but
me.
I loved it. It was good.
She's got a whistle tone note at the end. That's really good.
That's what everyone talks about. Yeah. I don't know. I'm good with Britney.
She's been through a lot. Yeah, she's been through a lot.
Yeah, I respect her. Yeah. She's cool, but yeah, no, I mean, it's like I either vibe.
And she's far more talented than people think. Oh, I
absolutely.
Think.
I love Kesha. Free Kesha.
Yes. Well, let's talk about someone who's doing really well, especially on this season, Lydia. It's her birthday, if you didn't know, and I think this girl got one too many surprises.
Who could miss it?
$90,000 SUV. It was a huge Infiniti. I've never seen these on the road. What is this car?
It looked like a huge, like, military truck.
Yeah. I think he definitely bought that for himself. What did you guys think?
It was very masculine to give to little Lydia, who's like 102 pounds.
Right. I mean, but they have that much money in the bank that he's rolling out an Aston Martin, which was $180,000. After that,
that's where they lost me.
Yeah, exactly.
They lost me on the second car.
What was this, a two combo deal?
Yes. Okay. And like the SUV, okay. I get it. She's a mom. She's trying to be like the sexy rich soccer mom and the good, you know, the good SUV. And I get that. I get all that. I like it. And then he's like, and another one. And I was like, no.
See, when I saw the second car, I thought of Gretchen when she got that car that was a lease. That they returned. Yeah. I mean, these people have different grade of money, and they're not exactly rolling out. Like, I mean, I hate to say she only got a Mercedes, but I mean, like, these
comparatively
people,
to
yeah,
this.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, maybe they really do own it, but yeah, but you get a 2-for-1. Do you get, like, 40% off? Like, and then, of course, they got the wheels from the other ones.
Right.
The thing is, I don't know, I'm a car person, but I just felt like when they did the Aston last, it just... You forgot it was even there. Like, I one would have been, like, amazing. Because it was, like, a $200,000 car. Like, just keep the van. Or like, I mean, it was expensive, like, SUV. But I would have loved to just have her get the one
It was
car.
Kind of a turnoff. Like, I was with her for the first car. It's a reasonably priced, nice SUV. She's a mom. It's like a very... practical car, and then they roll out that second car. Mm-hmm. Totally lost me. Sorry, I don't feel sorry for you.
Well, I could never,
sorry, not sorry.
I don't know how modest a $90,000 SUV is.
Yeah, very reasonable. I love that.
Well, very practical.
Reasonable for these kind of people.
Yeah, totally.
Not reasonable for me.
Is this a housewife's first? Have we seen
two cars? I think it's pretty reasonable for me.
Well, I guess that makes it original. I don't think we have.
Yeah, I don't believe we have.
I don't think this is the new thing.
Which jackass is going to have to come up with three?
Lisa Vanderpump is going to have three cars and maybe a horse.
That, of course, that one. Yeah, yeah, she
I
would.
Can't wait.
The horse is a given.
I can't. Of course. I can't totally. Wait on that
of course.
One. And then they go on a Catalina Island via copter, of the course. Helicopter. So they're, you know, as if it wasn't enough, then she had to even have him push her face into the cake. I mean, it was a little much. But,
that was bizarre to me.
It was bizarre. Because we usually do that at birthday parties with lots of people around, you know, like we, you know.
I've never done that.
Well, it's kind of like a, just like a fun thing, but you do it at a party. You don't do it alone with your spouse.
Yeah, I just, I don't know, it was a tradition. I don't know.
Maybe that's what they like to do in their sexy time or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. In the Latino tradition,
push my face in that cake.
It is like something that we do.
Okay, yeah, I never heard of it. Yeah. So interesting. You learn something new on this show.
We just like to break things. So we like to get messy.
Yes. Well, we got to see a little bit of Lydia's mom. Very few lines this episode, but she was there with the what is it? The confetti. So very appropriate.
And the crown, of course, the crown. Mm-hmm.
So we're learning about the. You know, we talked about it last week, but they're getting ready for this nobleman launch. So they're getting ready for this party, and then she
can said, I say quickly?
Yeah.
Yes, tell
us. I don't love the name of the magazine.
I don't like it either. It's very old-fashioned.
It is.
Nobleman.
And the way Lydia says it, it sounds like a last name. Like Dr. Nobleman.
It's
Nobleman or like Nobleman. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I was going to say this for the party, but I mean, this is my problem when they talk about like print media and scripted shows too. Why is it just a physical paper magazine? Why don't you have those big screens where you can page through a digital publication?
Ooh, that would be nice.
You know what I mean? You can have the print option too, but it should be pushed forward digitally.
There wasn't any room because there was a shaving station.
That's
what I go to parties for. So everyone can watch me get shaved.
Yeah, that was strange.
You know what? Lydia doesn't bother me this season. She has things going on. You know, she has a business, and I get bored with housewives that are not really, like, promoting anything. Okay. So I, even though the name isn't, like, the best name, I think, I love that she has a magazine.
You're such a Lydia fan.
I don't know if I would say fan, but I don't mind her.
I mean, I like it, too. And I like the idea of it, and I like that they work on it together, Lydia and the husband. Like, I like the whole thing. But that was a question I had in the beginning too, was like, okay, pushing a magazine now in 2017, like, what does that mean? What does that look like? Are you really making millions off of these like startup publications now? No,
That's why the hustle is so hard. Yeah. I can't imagine like a magazine making profits that are, you know, making a difference. So I can see why the hustle is so hard.
Yeah. I think that's why you need a whole digital brand. You need to have a video section that, you know, they're going out to places like the Art of Shaving or something ridiculous.
You
know,
Lydia, your digital manager.
Somebody pointed out in the...
Someday I'll make money at all this stuff.
Well, physical copies of magazines, that's dying. So I'm glad that they're still reaching out and they're still giving people physical copies of magazines because that's dying. But I think you're right. They need to go digital. Why are they not digital?
Right.
That's a little strange.
They have a website. We could be wrong, but I just feel like if you're going to roll it out the way they did, and we'll talk about the party and what was said, but I feel like if you're going to roll it out in that fashion, you need to have, like, at least have a few iPads thrown around. We can see, you know.
This just turned into a think tank.
You know, totally. Those living analysis. Photos. Those living photos. Why can't they press the photo and then Deco and Peggy, like, you know, raise the neck?
I was going to say the visuals that they did have were super impressive. I love Deco and Peggy on the cover of the magazine.
Well, the chat room is talking about Peggy and Deco.
And they looked fantastic. We totally agree with you guys.
Remember Heather and Terry? Yeah, they weren't big enough to grace the cover.
No, they were not.
Shout out. Yes.
I like Mike Bowman's comment. And don't throw a sushi party where hair is flying around with hairspray.
It's like a garnish.
I agree with that, right?
It's a garnish.
I don't do hair.
You know what? Charlie in Charge is saying Lydia's a lot more interesting this season, and she totally
I fully
is.
Agree with that.
Totally.
She's definitely... But you know what, though? You know what I've noticed? I noticed she is trying.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. She studied while she was
I can't read, but I do want to shout out who mentioned about Heather and Terry. Oh, my God. Pisgah Mount Laurel. I don't know. I'm sorry, buddy.
No, that was pretty good. I think
that was spot on.
But yes.
You know, I didn't mind, actually, the services that were offered at this event. I know it sort of sounds awkward, like, you know, you're here to celebrate, you dress up, you go for a thing, you're not really trying to get your face shaved or whatever. But I went to an event just recently, and it was very similar to this. Ooh. It was actually for the Zoe Report by Rachel Zoe.
Nice.
And she had this event, and it was very similar to this. Like, you come in, there were all kinds of services. There was like a glam squad that was doing hair. There was somebody doing eyelash extensions. It was like service based, and I liked it. I mean, you're there to socialize, and everyone's kind of wearing what they're wearing.
The option is nice, right? It's just nice.
This is the new thing.
Exactly. This is the new thing. So I liked it.
Where was that at her store?
It was on Melrose.
This is the new thing. A lot of these companies and malls are figuring this out. In fact, I was at the Irvine Spectrum last week, and they had this whole back to school thing where they had all these experiences. And this is what the whole retail business is starting to do, because people aren't interested in going and getting a good deal and feeling good about that. Everyone with this whole Instagram culture wants an experience. So to have stuff like that makes sense. Like at the mall for the kids, they had, you got, you know, free ice cream sundaes over here. You got cotton candy over here. You get to take pictures over here. Like,
yes, it was very interactive.
There was a DJ in the store. Yeah. So it's like, you have to have these options for experience.
That's I think the space, if it was bigger, then it would make sense. But I mean, I didn't mind the services. It kind of like they try to stick with the theme of the magazine. Mm-hmm. So
I liked it. I minded it, like, before the episode actually came out. I didn't think it was going to fly. Yeah. I'm like, this is a little too much. But now that the episode's out and we saw it, I actually liked it. I thought it was a nice touch.
Yes. In agreement, guys.
Yes. Well, maybe we're not going to be in agreement about this, because we're going to talk about Peggy. She doesn't work. Her kids don't have to work, but they do. She's very proud of that. She apparently was an English major. I don't know if that was a joke or what.
That's a very interesting tidbit.
I actually like her kids. Her kids keep it real.
Yeah, they keep it real.
You can tell that her kids keep her on her toes.
So
totally.
Yeah, I mean, she's talking about something about opening up the worm. I'm like,
every week. We have this discussion. We're beginning to feel like there's a little language barrier with
Peggy.
There is
a language barrior. People are giving her shit, but come on, guys.
I mean, there are some moments where she's in a conversation, in an argument, for example, with Tamara, we'll get to later, but it's like it's not making sense what she's saying, what she's responding with.
It's so not that's coming out the way she wants to betray it.
No, it's not at all. And her daughter even said that. She's like, you were an English major and you can't even tell us a story? That's, exactly. You know, sort of telling of the situation.
I mean, all this aside, she's just not working for me on this show.
I kind of have to agree with Grant. I was watching it tonight and I was just thinking that it's just, I don't see her like vibing with any of the women. And even when Tamara was going off on her, I almost felt bad for her. I'm like, oh, you need to get off the show. Like, this is not, this isn't good, because like Tamara, like, unless she like bites back and like
she's
really shows.
Oh, I think she will. Okay. I'm still with her.
I'm still with her. Next episode, I think she's, especially when Tamara's like, you have a resting bitch face. Uh-huh. I think the reckoning of Peggy is coming.
Yes.
She's going to let them know.
I guess she needs to be amped up.
She needs a team member.
Well, you know what? I don't.
She's got Vicky, I guess.
I'm kind of with you guys on the backstory, because even though I'm liking what I'm seeing from Peggy, even though it's a little slow, I am liking what she's presenting. I wish she brought it a little bit higher. But what I'm not liking is the backstories and all the rumors that are flying around. That's going on currently right now, about all the homophobia rumors that me and Thomas addressed last episode. Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's all these rumors about Peggy being homophobic. Good.
I just wanted to address it already so I can, like, pick if I like her or not. Because that will really make me decide.
I totally agree. I was asking that, too. How far have we gotten on that? Has anybody done some digging? Have we gotten some proof? Has Andy Cohen gotten
new.
On it?
I'm like, not seeing any new information.
We need to get to the bottom
I haven't written her off entirely, but not too excited about her being on the show, especially because it's all about stuff that happened in the past, specifically in that limo or wherever they were going to the airport. And so she has no connection to any of that. She doesn't know the stakes. So it's
but that's
like
not her
exhausting.
Fault.
No,
that's not her
that's
fault.
A production problem. They should have kept Heather and gotten rid of her, because all that's still unraveling.
Yeah. We're all sick of it. Like, guys, aren't you guys sick about talking about the same thing for two seasons now? Like, we're talking about this same thing. That's why she doesn't know. She doesn't know the whole story.
Then why is she on the show?
Well, you know.
Well, maybe they
here's my problem. She does not know what Real Housewives is. I don't think she's watched the show. I mean, you know, it's fine. Like, I get, like, you don't need to come in and be a total bitch. But I feel like she doesn't know what this is all about.
Yeah. But maybe they put
they
her
do
in for
come
that
in
reason.
Sometimes and don't know. They do come in blindly sometimes and go, I never saw the show. I never saw the show.
Right.
Half the time we don't believe them. Let's just get that out of the way.
Like Kelly Dodd.
We never believe them when they're like, I've never seen the show. But I know my tagline perfectly. Let me stop. Yeah. But well, in this case, we might believe her. Maybe yeah. she doesn't know about the
and
show.
And I think that maybe they put someone in there like that for a reason, because
to just see them drown.
Well, I don't think she's going to drown yet. I think okay. I think there's more from her. I'm I think still.
They did it
I'm
in hopes
waiting.
That they would move
to
on
to change the storyline. Exactly. To change yeah. it, because the last couple seasons have been same. You know.
I'm yeah. so over and, Tamara and saying this, the same thing. Hey, she yeah. attacked my husband. She attacked my marriage. You attacked everyone's. You've attacked right. everyone's marriage. You've yeah. attacked everyone's husband.
Preach.
Stop with the tit for tat. I'm so over
it's
it.
It's so true. And yeah. it's like, you know, Peggy is brand new to this. She knows Peggy doesn't know any of this. So why even rehash it with Peggy? Why does Peggy even need to get up to speed?
Maybe she's you giving know, her a storyline.
That's because Peggy, that's because Peggy is... we'll get to it, but that's because Peggy's telling her that she needs to...
Squash it with Vicky.
Yeah,
I think why yeah. she's where Peggy's that. Coming from as a viewer, it's like if she really doesn't know, that's great advice. Like, move on, yeah, you know. But exactly. because how crazy this story is, it's like, honey, these women don't like each other, like right. for reasons, and it's not yeah. as easy
but,
as it sounds.
To be fair, Peggy came into this and made friends with Vicky right away.
Oh, so it was
she's,
smart.
So she's automatically Team Vicky regardless. So, like, Tamara already kind of knows that. I'm sure she knows yeah, that Peggy's, you know, friendly absolutely. With Vicky. So that's really, like, the source of the irritation is not that wow. Peggy doesn't know particularly, but it's that she so quickly came on Team Vicky. Which I predicted, because Vicky is very fancy and rich, and I see that, you know, mm-hmm. that joining of powers. But this whole Tamara thing is very interesting, and Peggy just is like, you know... I think that it wasn't great for Tamara to do that mm-hmm. to Peggy. It was sort of like she wasn't expecting yeah. it. It was like a blind
we'll
attack.
We'll get to totally. All the dirty in that in a minute. But yeah, I don't... Peggy, it's episode 7. I guess it's too early for me to, you know, to really judge, but... I'm just not on board with what
yeah,
I'm
Grant,
saying.
Yeah, Grant, we have about 25 more episodes. Yeah.
We're waiting.
So.
Peggy, bring it up. Grant is yeah. waiting for you
I
to
am
turn it
waiting.
Up.
I'm waiting, yes. You need to be, I mean, you've got to be a little bit more quick with the shade. Like, we can't be talking about the worm coming out of the book or whatever. I mean, you need to be ready.
She yeah, was not. I do agree. She looked a little frozen.
Yes.
I don't know what
so,
to say.
Tamara and Eddie have been together for 8 years. And they showed that clip of that hot
oh my god
scene.
Take me back to the bathtub.
I love
the bubbles.
That
upset
so many people. They said it was pornographic. I thought it was great.
Simon
was
livid when that came
god.
Out.
Eddie,
I loved that.
Eddie's so hot and delicious in the bathtub. Ooh.
The way it was shot, the Vaseline on the lens and the lighting.
The candles.
Yes.
Let's
yeah.
bring back that montage yeah. anytime.
It
thanks, Bravo.
So Eddie so doesn't regret having kids. Tamara is still not over her mother being a no show at that Erasing Families event where she gave the speech. And she said that her mom never made an effort even to get to like the bottom of the situation with her daughter. You know, she said, I would be on the phone if the situation was with Ryan's daughter. Like, you know, I don't understand why she doesn't try to help me out here, which I can understand the frustration. When you're in a desperate place like that, you're looking for anyone to help you out. So I get it.
I thought her mom handled it pretty well, though. I thought she was very compassionate on the phone. And I thought she was real about it.
Totally.
Hold on. We're not there. Hang on. Hold on. So Sydney is...
your role.
I know. We got to go in the order of the show. So Sydney... I'm all thrown off. Oh, sorry.
I threw him off,
she
everyone.
Got rid of, so she moved out 4 months after they got married. And so she's questioning, you know, if this is a similar situation to how her father was with you and he left and picking the side and all that. I'm really tired of talking about this. I'm really tired of the whole... Yeah. We saw the Erasing Family thing twice, last season, this season. I mean, this girl, the Sydney girl, does not want to be talked about. Stop talking about her. We know, I understand it's pain and it's what's going on in your life. But my God, I mean...
Yeah.
It's only making me... Yeah, it almost makes me feel like what her daughter's saying on social media is, like, really true. Like, this is a storyline for her. We're now talking about it 2-3 episodes in. She's still talking about it. They're both talking about it. So it's really hard for me to, like, really... I don't know what's true and what's not.
Right, and mm-hmm. the most interesting thing I thought in tonight's episode is when Tamara sort of admitted that during that time when her relationship with Eddie was new, she may have not shown Sydney as much attention as she needed at that time in her life and
yeah,
all of that.
That
Tamara's exactly. never said anything like that before.
Well, that's what I was
yeah.
saying
so,
in this episode. You know, she had Sydney when she was really young. Maybe she wasn't the perfect mother. Everybody makes mistakes. I'm actually really tired of Tamra and her fake tears. You know, we've been seeing lots of seasons with Tamra and her fake tears. And honestly, it's just coming to a head. I'm really tired of it. And Sydney going off on social media for the last couple weeks just proves it. Like, this is Tamra's only storyline now.
Yeah.
Mm. Like, start filming with Vicky or get over it, get off the show.
Yeah. I love Tamra, so it bothers me that this is it, that this is all she has to talk about week after week. In all every episode, she's like, it's something we don't talk about. Jesus Christ. No, not is it really something you don't talk about? Because maybe I'm just only watching the episodes that you are talking about it in.
Yeah, that's something tells me that this season, Tamra and Vicky are going to come back to being friends. I definitely see them at some point coming back to being friends. Because they've been friends for so long. But like, I feel like we're going to see that unitement again. And I feel like maybe Shannon might not like that. But we'll see.
What did you think of when Tamra...
Of course she won't like that. Yeah.
What did you think of when Tamra said that she... Maybe this would have been different if she still stayed with Simon.
Oh, that was such a strange comment.
That was so
weird. That was strange.
I thought that was so weird. I mean, to me, it was like her...
Tamra would have never done that.
Spinning it about herself, though.
I think she was just talking out of her butt, to be honest with you, because she is the kind of person that's like, if I'm not happy, like, why would I stay in this marriage? Mm-hmm. Like, she's very selfish to me. Like,
that was her way of spinning it to herself. It's like, the issue is how her child dealt with her new marriage. But she spun it around, oh, well, maybe I should have stayed unhappy. Well, no, that's not the point. You know, it's less about you staying with someone who makes you terrible and more about your transition. Mm-hmm. Maybe you shouldn't have married anybody.
Maybe you
should have had single time and been a single mother and done that with your child instead.
She did say
something
that was completely on the mark. And that was, even Sydney knows that you're good for me, but maybe it was all too much.
Yep.
Because this situation is a lot, but at the end of the day, we all know that Tamra and Eddie are good for each other and that this was a good fit, even though it meant maybe really ruining everything that was
she had to say
left
that,
dangling,
you know?
I don't know. I feel like, and I can't like talk about why people are married or whatever. I can't comment on someone's marriage, but why the hell did she have to run and get married to Eddie, especially after not having kids? Like, you can still live together and have him in your life and all that, but I mean, you still have another family. I mean, maybe she didn't think it all through.
Well, come on, Grant. She's like an older woman. She's like, I'm locking this body down.
I
mean, have you seen what that man looks like? She's like, I am locking him down. Get in the bathtub with him.
See, that's just my whole thing. I talk about this all the time. It's just people, you know, when you reach a certain age and you've had your kids and you're not going to have any others, I don't understand why people have to run to get married.
Yeah.
I mean, insert Luann. I mean, you know what I mean?
Luann.
That's what I'm saying.
I feel so bad for Lou.
You can share a life with someone.
We all saw it.
We all saw it, but it's still sad.
I wish you would be a guest on our after show.
Yes!
That would be amazing.
Oh my God, I can't with that. There's a couple things I can't with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's one of them.
Shannon's one for me. I can't with her.
Oh!
I think we all agree here on the panel we need a new Tamra storyline.
Yes. Kelly and Michael go to dinner, and I forgot there's such an age difference between these guys. She's 41, he's 58. She likes to be social, he wants to stay home, but he loves everything about her. I mean, it's such an odd relationship.
Yes.
See, I feel like he was digging at her at first, and she's like, what are you doing? Mm-hmm. And then when he caught whiff that she was pissed, he tried to backtrack a little bit. He was like, I'm not digging at you. I love everything about you that's not me.
So you took it as Kelly's understanding. You felt he was digging?
Yeah, I did. I don't know. Just because I've been in that kind of relationship where, like, everything you say is like... Ugh.
Calculated.
Yeah. They just fight about everything.
I didn't get that vibe. I thought Michael was okay. I thought he was just sort of talking about their differences. I mean, they are different. She's social. Mm-hmm. He's not. He was just kind of saying it. I felt like when she said, you're digging at me, it was sort of like... the bigger issue kind of thing, you know? It's not what you're saying right now. It's like this overall frustration with you. Because I didn't think it was that bad. And then his backpedaling was very sweet.
Yeah, totally.
No, I love everything about you.
Well, it just seems like no matter what, that Michael's going to say things.
She's going to get irritated
exactly.
regardless. Yeah.
They're just at that point where, like, we've been married so long. Whatever you say just gets on my nerves.
Well, you know what it's like, too, is it's sad because she tried to leave and we know that.
Yeah.
But for whatever reason.
He's not the kind to let her go.
He didn't let her go.
Yeah.
She's dealing with sort of a trapped situation.
Oh, that would drive me. I mean, I couldn't exist.
No, it's true. And another one like that is Shannon and David.
But I like
vice versa. You're saying
And David tried to escape, and Shannon wouldn't let him. Yeah. So we're dealing with these like trapped people, and it's like hard to watch.
Have we passed the point where Shannon was preparing food? Did we pass that?
No, not yet.
Okay,
thank you for checking. Right. You know, that's next. No,
he's
just
saving that for last because he knows I got a lot to say.
Oh my gosh,
that's
so
next.
Do
I want to say one other thing though, because Kelly, I think this is for the third time this season, she's been complimenting Shannon's marriage and the work Shannon's done.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, this is interesting.
Well, she's seen. Look, if we come together at any point, it's going to be about this. Because my marriage is so shitty sometimes. Her marriage is so shitty sometimes. This is the only thing we can bond on.
Yes, and I get that. She needs an angle to infiltrate.
There it is. And that's why she's bringing it up.
Yeah.
That's
and even on the next episode, we see her hanging out with just Shannon. So that's pretty cool.
We
with
all
no
see
Vicky.
It doesn't work because Shannon has to take everything the wrong way.
Yeah, but that's going to be just great to see.
Yes. Well, would you eat Shannon's healthy dinner?
No.
What did you think of this?
I wouldn't mind eating
the dog.
Well, they're kids. I mean, I appreciate the fact that she's reminding everybody that she is, like, you know, health conscious, even though she's going through her phase right now. But
buttermilk.
I would eat it.
Listen,
buttermilk.
You went off on that buttermilk.
Buttermilk, like, really? That
but
is
some
not
people
healthy.
Say, Leanne, some people say that that's the healthiest dairy you can
David
eat.
Was looking at her like, are you absolutely kidding me?
I did look at those chips and salsa, though, in the bag that David was eating on the side.
Yeah,
David took out his frustration on the chips and salsa.
Let me just say, I don't mind the healthy eating. I think people should eat healthy. Like, that's a thing that's how you should eat. That's food, you know? I don't like how she dragged David into it and is like, oh, he's going for the chips. Yeah, he's going for the chips because he's not overweight.
And he trains.
Is a human who can eat some chips.
And he trains.
Yeah.
He has, he can have just...
Like, and I hate how she goes out with her friends. She orders the vodka. She orders the steak. She orders all this. She parties. She whoops it up. And then she comes home and tortures her family.
David
has to eat like her. The kids have to eat like her. It's like, why does everyone else have to be tortured just because of your decisions?
Exactly.
She gets on my nerves so bad. Even the way she says David's name. Like, if I was David, I'd be like, don't, God, changing my name.
Yeah, it's so a very short, quick, one syllable. David.
And it's always irritated. Have we ever heard her say his name with love?
No, never.
That's exactly what I'm talking about.
Never.
Admiration.
There's just like such disdain and history.
People in the comment box, I already see it. They're going to be like, but like, remember what he put her through, and are we past that? Have we moved on from
I've been
what he's
over
done?
That.
Okay. I'm over it.
Okay. Just checking. Because I feel like that's what people are going to say.
What is she, though? Clearly.
Well, clearly, no. But I hope we're going to this.
Yeah, go ahead.
The restaurant business proposal?
Yes,
oh
this
my
is
God.
Next. Z
I
Pizza.
Think this is
Z Pizza one of the most overpriced pizzas? Is that in West Hollywood? Is
I've
that
never
the one
even
that's
heard
in
of
West
it.
Hollywood?
Z Pizza is delicious.
It.
I actually I have
it's
one
good,
in
but it's
I have one in Long Beach by me. It's delicious. They have very delicious gluten free pizza.
Can you send us some pizza, Z
Pizza?
Yeah,
send
it is
pizzas.
Chris Bright, we're talking to you.
They do have healthier options, I think, and like fresh ingredients, and it is good. It might be a little more expensive,
I think
but
this
it is good. But
Shannon's
she said that.
Something.
She said that, and I had to like rewind it. I'm like, what? What did I hear that clearly?
The angle is affordable, healthy eating, and you know, she's saying, well, you know, it may not be always affordable, but it's going to be healthy. I'm like, okay.
I just don't like, go on.
I'm sorry. She is not a representative of this. I do not think you can
you're
promote
not a healthy
something.
Eater.
No. And you're in the middle of a crisis in your life. Number one, you don't need the stress of a new venture. Number two, it needs to fit in your life. Like this is not for you right now.
Maybe just the restaurant business in general, but not the healthy course.
Mm-mm.
Because you guys, she's going to need something when David leaves her and they get divorced. She's going to need something to focus on. This restaurant might just be it.
Well, what I was going to say is I don't like how David is already kind of like poking fun at it and he doesn't even seem on board. Did they discuss this before the cameras were rolling?
Good
like,
question.
Did she just drop the bomb? Like, oh yeah, by the way, I'm going to, you know, and Shannon has that much coin to put this business together right now.
Good question.
It's very interesting to me.
Well, I think it's this. I mean, are you going to be in a relationship where your partner just steamrolls you, doesn't listen to you, doesn't always criticize? That's Shannon. You know?
That's Shannon.
David really doesn't have a say in anything because Shannon does whatever she wants. She gains her weight. She complains about Vicky. She buys a restaurant. It's like David just sits there. He just has to sit there and take it and just accept it.
I'm exhausted.
Shower her with acceptance.
I'm
and it's
exhausted.
Weird.
She's already accusing him of not being supportive.
Exactly. It's just like, it looks like they're starting off on the wrong foot already. And what's different is like with Tamara and with Eddie, when they started their business, it was exciting because it was like, you know, Tamara was going to own X percentage. He was was going to own X percentage. This is already starting off wrong. The concept is kind of crazy.
And to me, why it was exciting was because Tamara and Eddie had the fitness in common. Tamara was fit. They were both fit.
It was a perfect fit. It all made sense. We were like, oh, yeah, of course, naturally.
Yes. Right. So here's this one, having the life issues and, like, let's open a health... It just doesn't
You know what would make sense? Shannon to open up a nacho shop.
I just want a nacho. I'm just gonna have a nacho.
Why do I see this on Leanne's Instagram? Cut out. Like, this is that's gonna be it.
Today's highlights.
Because my reaction was so like raw.
What could she be doing though? I don't know. Like, as there are many housewife businesses. I mean, in Dover and Dallas,
she should be working
now.
She should be going to therapy.
This girl in Dallas is
working on herself
pink
and her life
dog
crisis.
Food. That's something innovative and new. So, like, what could she be doing? I don't know what she could be doing.
She should be sexually satisfying
her husband.
How about
something like, like home feng shui or home organizing?
And in the
meantime,
go to therapy. She needs a lot of
It could be damaging.
Work.
You know, when these women do these crazy business ventures and if it's not like the right fit, maybe she feels like it is, but for viewers, it doesn't feel like it. But these business ventures like put you in a deep hole. Like, this is a lot of money you're investing in building this brand.
See, and David probably knows that and he's probably looking at it
He looks scared.
David's like, great. Just invest big chunk of money.
Just invest in Tipsy Girl. Just do that. There you go. Just do that.
Shannon needs yoga in her life.
Wait, I just thought of it right now. Look, I think we've been saying a lot about it, but at the end of the day, this is her dream, and this is something she wanted to do, so I'm an advocate for that. But we'll see where this goes.
That's good, Thomas.
A little ribbon on
she
it.
She definitely needs something, to work towards.
Something positive. Maybe it'll give her the motivation and the whatever she needs to just feel successful and complete and good to just
We'll see where this goes,
positive.
Though. I'm excited.
It could go very well. Or it could go very bad.
All right.
It'll probably go bad.
All right, Leah, tell us about what happened on the phone call with Tamara and her mom.
Well, like I was saying earlier, I'm just kidding. I was just saying, I think her mom handled it very nicely. I think she was very compassionate. I thought she kept it real. And instead of, like, fluffing over the past, because you could tell, I mean, they're on speakerphone. There's reality cameras shooting them. And Tamara's like, yeah, because we're not good at communicating, right? Because we had a rough childhood, right? Like, it was just the way she was talking to her. Her mom could have easily been like, no, that's just the way you know what I mean?
Remember it.
Yeah, or just like the way she, it could have been really easily for someone to just be taken back by it. But instead she rolled with it and was like, you know what, I love you. And like, maybe it wasn't perfect, but you know, I'll be there for you next time. I just thought she handled it well and was super compassionate.
I agree.
And also her mom is so like phone ready too, because they've been doing Housewives forever. Yeah. So these conversations where, guys, when the phone rings and Housewives is on, it doesn't mean that randomly pick up. Like, they're ready for these conversations. Right. So, you know, and then we've seen her mom so much on the show. I forgot during that time that she missed the event. I'm like, what does she look like? Because, you know, we remember how Vicky's mom was on the show when she was alive. So, they handled it well.
I agree. I thought so too.
She admitted to praying about it and that it was just too painful to go to the event because she's just at her wit's end. It's too hard for her. She doesn't know what she can do.
Right. And huge. I think huge that she recognized it, apologized for it, had emotions about it, and agreed to move forward in a positive way and like rectify it and come to an event in the future. That is huge. Sometimes parents and family can be very stubborn and they're not that willing to see what the situation is. So that was huge and fabulous.
It's comforting for viewers to know that like when, you know, parents can change their minds and, you know, it was
very
nice.
Comforting. Yes.
Well, we share our thoughts on the Nobleman event, but let's talk about what actually happened at the launch party. Vicky walks in a very age inappropriate outfit.
So the breasts were not on point tonight, Vic. I really didn't like the way the girls were hanging. Let's lift them up. Let's separate. Let's keep them perky.
Well, I don't know what this new look is. Whether it's a little like the biker.
Yes, biker.
Like, biker.
You know what I mean? It's rebellious. She's
It's very rebellious. She dates a cop, and he probably rides a motorcycle. So she thinks she's like a bike mama now. You know?
I don't know.
She's on like Sons of Anarchy or something.
I think
she's
Vicky.
Like, get me my leather.
She has her Vicky helmet. Like she's just holding on.
In her interview look, she looks great. Like I love her style. I've always kind of liked
her
style.
And she has great hair this season.
Some of these looks, though, I'm not.
You know who looks really good in the confessional? Megan.
Oh
yes,
she looks really good in
with
the
Chanel necklace.
Yeah,
well, she looked good at the Nobleman event. Her purple outfit or whatever. Yeah,
I mean, it's going to be her last season, so I'm glad she's looking good.
Yeah, and but just giving birth, like, I have to say, her body and everything, like, she looks great.
Incredible.
She does. So. She's unreal. She's one of those girls like that has a baby, and she's then one they of those bounce back.
Yeah, yeah. Like, the baby is the baby weight. Yeah.
Like, they have a baby, and they bounce back, and they're skinny again. Oh, God, make me sick. Get out of here with that. I've been dieting for weeks and nothing.
So Tamra is on a mission to avoid Vicky at all costs. And at this point in the episode, I ask myself, but really, though, for what? Like, at this point, like, I lost track. Is it just the gay rumors? And she kept bringing up, oh, she attacked my husband. She attacked my marriage. She attacked my husband. She went after my husband. But, I mean,
she apologized for it.
What, at this point, I mean, if the man is not gay, who gives a, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Stop adding water or gasoline to that.
Gasoline
to
the flames.
You guys, like, seriously, I'm so over Tamra. This episode specifically was really pissing me off. Like, just stop with the gay rumors. I'm so over it. We saw that beautiful montage of you and Eddie showcasing how gorgeous your marriage is and how authentic it was and how it just naturally blossomed on Housewives, and you still want to give this energy?
Yeah, totally.
So over it.
You know what it is, though?
Sick.
It's her.
What is it, though? Really? I feel like I'm missing something.
Shannon. It's Shannon.
Because Shannon hates Vicky so much.
They are a team. So, like, put yourselves in their situation. If you have somebody that had beef with somebody else, it's hard to detach yourself from them because that whole situation, it's like they all have to come together.
Cut the blend.
It's not going to be one. It has to be all of them. And Tamra, I think, is scared to even give Vicky, like, an inch, because when she gives her an inch, she knows that she doesn't know how Shannon's going to react.
Thomas, you're so right. Yeah. It's like they're feeding off of each other. And they have that weird moment where Tamra goes and hugs Shannon. She's like, the best friend ever in this lifetime that a girl could ever have, have a friend.
You know what made me came? You know what? Why I went to that conclusion is when Shannon realized that only Vicky wanted to meet with Tamra. So then Shannon had the audacity to say, no, not to Vicky. That's the thing. I think if Vicky were to say both of them, fine. Yeah. We got this, like, trifecta.
She was left out.
She was left out of the situation.
Shannon, too.
She just barges into the conversation. She's like, excuse me, what was that? Oh, I wasn't invited.
Oh, she doesn't want to meet with me? No one was talking.
No one was talking to you, Shannon. You weren't invited.
And who can blame? No. Lydia, this is where Lydia really started to piss me off. You guys should just meet. Like, let's just get together. Can you stand still for a friggin' minute? She's very
emotions
crazy.
Are running high tonight, guys.
But no, I'm like, I thought this friendship whisper crap was long done. Like, I'm like, all right, here we go again. We're all gonna say kumbaya for a moment.
But at this point, I'll take silly Lydia and her delusions of grandeur and kindness.
She actually
and
said
fairies.
A couple things that were on point.
Then any more of this, like, back
she
and forth
BS. She needs
to
sit down,
you know?
In my opinion. She needs to sit down.
She needs to eat something. To quote Lisa Rinna, why don't you have a piece of bread? You'll feel better. That's why she was bouncing around. She's super hungry, probably.
I realize tonight we're so energetic and passionate about this episode. No one can say a full sentence without someone interrupting, because we love this show.
Tamra and Shannon got us all riled up.
So Megan, she finds she had some awkward encounter in the bathroom where she had to help Peggy take her shirt off or something, and she found out that she had a mastectomy, but she didn't ask if she had cancer, which was probably a good thing not to ask. But, all right, so then Megan runs and tells the other girls, so now this is going to start rumor.
This is going to be
bad. Megan have cancer or not? The last thing this show needs is a cancer rumor.
This is really bad. The way that Megan worded everything, this is just going to catapult them into a whole new dimension, a new cancer gate.
Oh, my God.
Well, insert Megan for doing that.
Yeah, I don't think it'll last very long, though.
Hopefully it won't.
Yeah.
Well, we saw.
They were very clear about it. She was like, I tested negative for the gene. It's been in my family. My mother had breast cancer. That's why I did it. It's preventative. She never said anything about having cancer.
She pulled an Angelina Jolie.
Yeah. Exactly. You guys, come on.
I was a little confused because Lydia kept going around saying, oh, we're all going to get together next week. We're going to do it. And then Vicky's like, oh, kill me now. I don't want to do this. And then she excluded Shannon. So I thought this was like all the housewives were going to have like a sit down. But it's just, I guess it was just for Tamra and Vicky.
She should have included Shannon. She should have. I mean, I get why she didn't, because she went crazy last time. And that's what I was saying, how she was on point about something. That's what she was on point about.
She was like,
why would I mention Vicky? Last time I did, you went crazy.
Yes. But I thought they were going to have a group sit down. That's just
someone in the chat before that went down said Iceland is the only time that they I think I read Ireland. That right. I think he said Iceland.
Yeah, it's Iceland.
One of our folks in the chat room. So I hope that's not until the next time we see everybody.
That's where they're going this season?
Yeah, that's where they're going later. It's at the end of the season.
But are you saying
that's the next time they're going to hang out? I hope not. I hope not.
That is way ridiculous. Yeah. They need to hang out.
But you know what?
Until then.
Shannon and Tamara are too conjoined and like feeding off of each other. I actually do think it's better that Vicky meet with them one-on-one. Because
absolutely.
It's would be weird. Like
Shannon's
weird...
dragging everybody down.
Shannon's really also reminding everyone, if you didn't know, she hasn't ate since noon. This whole time she's letting you know.
How hilarious was that? Bravo, you shady bitch.
I know.
I just haven't eaten a thing. Get halibut. Get the halibut. Get the sea bass.
Sea bass.
Tamara, get the sea bass from the cater waiter. I'm starving.
I don't blame her, though. When you're hungry, you're hungry.
Well, she knows her eating habits. Why didn't she have a snack before? Or eat dinner before?
I know, but they didn't play any other housewife going, I'm hungry. No, they're only so her. Freaking shady.
So, you know what I notice about Peggy before we leave this is that I think her storyline isn't coming across clear to the women. So that's why it's the confusion. Like when Tinsley was on New York, she's like, hi, I got arrested. Hi, I got arrested. Yes. Hi, I got... And that's what you need to do.
I agree with that.
Yeah. But with her, she's not like, hi, I did this. Like, she is just...
You're totally right about that.
You know?
Totally
it just right confuses everybody, but it might create her a storyline, so maybe it might be a good thing. I don't know.
Yeah, well, let's talk about that. Peggy tells Vicky it's not worth it, and she says that, Tamara, you're just dwelling on it. Of course, Tamara's all offended because, she doesn't know the history, so she's saying, do you want to be friends? Of course, this is like Tamara. Tamara lives for moments like this to turn off the camera. I can totally see
it. And that's how it felt to me. It did not feel like an equal conversation or even an equal argument. It felt like Tamara was just, like, attacking Peggy, and there was like, no basis for it. Yeah. It felt to me like a production setup. Like, they orchestrated it and said, Tamara, be ruthless. Doesn't matter what she says to you, just keep going. Because I'm like, why are you railing against her so hard?
But Peggy couldn't say anything right.
No!
Tamara says she felt attacked, though.
I know, that was completely ridiculous.
Totally ridiculous.
Tactic Tamara.
No one can attack you in your ponytail. You're going a little harsh tonight.
The pony looked real good. I thought she looked so cute.
She looked really good.
She did look good, but she just really pissed me off tonight.
She really gave it to Peggy, but...
She really did. I don't think Peggy deserved that.
No, I totally don't think so either.
Peggy's like, I'm just trying to make you comfortable, and I don't want you to be uncomfortable. I'm uncomfortable!
So true.
It's part of the hazing process.
It is. I guess it is. And Tamara knows Peggy doesn't know anything.
Usually it's Vicky, though. Usually it's Vicky going, you don't know nothing, little girl. You're 30 years old. Sit down.
Well, I mean, Peggy, she feels bad. She doesn't know what to do. She says, do what you want to do, basically. She's like, all right, okay, I'm fine. Just do what you want to do. Leave me alone. So I think that's it for them. Because Tamara did say, I think it was on Heather McDonald's podcast, that she really only taped with her like two or three times. So I guess this would be the second, because The Quiet Woman was first.
Yeah.
So I don't know how much
Tamara
they
only
have coming.
Taped with Peggy?
Peggy, yeah. She said, I really don't know her. She said, I've only taped with her a few times, like three or four times, or something like that.
Well, maybe you should have gotten out of Shannon's butt and like looked around and got to know your other castmates.
I agree. I totally agree with
that. Too much.
Tamara, though, pulling out the one-liners saying that Vicky, she's dead, and that Peggy is going around having a bitch-ass attitude and all this. And then we saw the feeding off of each other in the limo where they were talking like, oh, she's such a bitch. I can't believe it. Can you believe she said that? And the two of them egging each other on. So
you
they'll never
why?
Die. You know?
Here's me with my little like moments here. I feel like the reason why they're so latched onto each other is because Heather's gone. Because they lost that top pyramid that was holding them together. And now it's like, okay, we're together now. Like, what do we do? What's the strategy? Like, do I talk
it's
to
like
Vicky? Like, what do I do? Yeah, it's like Big Brother. Yeah, Real Housewives of Orange County, Big Brother.
Can you imagine if Heather was in that limo going, you guys, get over it. Just move on.
Passing Shannon.
We're going to have a meeting next week, and we're just going to get
over it, as she's saying.
Popping up like with the cork, popping like champagne.
Well, I don't
what
know.
What was that? I couldn't hear you.
I don't know if Heather would be that quick to overlook Vicky, though. I mean, they had their moments. So
no, but
know,
sometimes
you know?
Heather does get to a point, like a boiling point, where she's like, all right, just enough.
Yeah,
I miss Heather in these situations. I actually do think I miss Heather, because it would be interesting to see how she calms down Shannon, calms down Tamara.
I'm saying, instead we have Peggy, who's not even caught up on, last week's, latest news story. I mean, Jesus Christ. So it ends with Shannon basically saying that, now I understand why Vicky would attach herself to Peggy because of the mastectomy and the cancer.
Oh,
here we go. Oh,
that's terrible. That's actually really terrible.
That's a horrible thing to say.
It is really terrible. And we skipped over something that was super terrible, too. Tamara saying Vicky's dead. That's really, really
that
low.
Was really, yeah, I've never heard that on Housewives.
I've heard them talk about each other for a long time, heard them say a bunch of stuff, but I've never actually said, yeah, I don't even, she's like literally dead. Not even like dead to me. She's like Vicky to, she's just Vicky's dead.
Yeah.
But I mean, I mean, we said this on this show though, because I questioned it. I was saying, you know, what is going to happen when Peggy finds out about this whole cancer scam, I'm using quotes here. You know, I mean, what is she going to do? Because, like, it's so real in her life that she's going out of her way. She has the gene. Like, she's going out of her way to make sure it's prevented. So what is she going to think when it comes out?
I think she's going to be very sad about that.
I don't know. She's friends with Vicky
right now. I don't think it's going to make a difference.
No, I don't think so either. Vicky's going to tell it the way she experienced it. She's going to think then that the rest of the girls are so aggressive, like how Tamara just attacked her.
She's right or die for Vicky.
Yeah, and she's going to say, Vicky, you're so right. Tamara attacked me like crazy. Your version sounds more true.
You know what? I'm glad. Vicky needs someone like that in her life.
Right, right.
So we have to look at it like this, though.
And this whole show is like the cancer police. I mean, we see in the next episode that Shannon has like a sit down with Peggy and starts questioning her about the cancer. That is like next level low for Shannon.
Like, when did Shannon become such an expert at consultations and like cancer
pre-ops? Why does no one sit her down and toss her issues into her face, right?
For real.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, I don't know. I feel like we're... I don't want to be so hateful. I don't know. It's true, though, what we're saying. I mean,
I don't think it's hateful at all.
I think it's come to a boiling point.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I think they could be mature about this.
It's so tit for tat that there needs to be some common ground here. I think that's what we're getting at.
I also think it's because Peggy is going through a real life situation. Yeah. So we are kind of on the defense. We are defending Peggy in this situation because it's not fair. Mm-hmm. And these women that were living in that time period shooting this probably are going to look back and be like, this is awful.
Totally agree.
Final thought, and this is for everyone listening and for us up here as well. Are we enjoying this season? We're 7 episodes in. Are we entertained?
I am entertained. I think that what we want to see is either Vicky and Tamara together or Vicky and Shannon together. We're probably not going to get the 3, but one I will like live for, because I'll be like, okay, things are rolling here. Because with Ramona and Bethany on New York, it like once they got together, it felt like the show was like back to normal. And with this, there's so much division.
A lot of broken pieces.
Yeah, it's the 3 teams. I didn't have time to go on Twitter and make my poll, but I'm going to do that after the show. Because it's the 3 teams.
Yeah. I do feel like I'm waiting for the union. I'm waiting for them to come together, you know, just have a little kumbaya. In the sake for entertainment. You guys, come on. Like, we're making TV.
Yeah, here. Like, don't forget.
Yeah, I think, you know, I don't know.
It's getting too real.
I love this show.
I just think that it's getting too ridiculous.
Yeah. I mean, I love this show, but I'm struggling with this season.
I'm struggling with it, too.
Yeah.
It's not that bad.
No, I mean, it's like we've sat through far worse in Beverly Hills. But, I mean, to me, it's just, I don't know. It's very disjointed. It's like with the beginning of this show, I mean, you know, we can just rewind the tapes. I mean, we had, you know, we had Michael and Kelly together at dinner. Then we had Jim on the phone with Megan. Then we had the breakfast with Vicky. It's like all these separate families, like all, you know, like, and at the end, this has been, for like, this, all these episodes have happened like this. They come together for a group activity at the end, but the first 3 quarters is one-on-one conversation, and then this family, and then Eddie and Tamara, and it's just been very disjointed. I mean, it's a style. I mean, it's not necessarily the worst thing that could happen, but it's a change, and I don't know if it's working.
Yeah, we'll see.
I mean, I think what we've liked so far has been Shannon going off the rails, the little clips of like her just getting to that point where she's like, "I'm done." Those are the kind of clips that we've enjoyed. I'm looking forward to Vicky flipping out a little bit later in the season. I don't know. I'm just waiting for the drama. Like, this is why we watch.
Right.
Yeah.
I feel like they're all circulating the drama, and everyone's afraid to jump in. Like, double
down. Yeah, totally. Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Just jump in already. You're going to have to at
throw
one point.
Throw a glass.
Yeah, exactly. Usually when we watch these...
Flip a table.
These interactions with all the women coming together, we usually get those moments. And I think that's what, as viewers, we're like, go do it. Because, like, when you watch them all together, it's like nothing happened.
Yeah.
Next time on, like, this show, like, it's just... missing.
Eileen would be like, let's go talk it out. Like, we're like, Eileen, we just got here. We're building a house for Habitat for Humanity. She's like, let's go talk it out. Let's go talk it out.
That's what Lydia should be doing. Instead of setting the times for later, she should just pull them over and just do it.
Let's get together next week.
Yeah.
Yeah. Blake, what are your final thoughts on how you enjoying the season or not?
Yeah, entertaining 100%. I mean, I do feel entertained every week that I'm watching it. In terms of the storyline, I am getting a little tired of same, same, same. It's been happening for a couple seasons. It's for sure been happening this whole season. I'm tired of Shannon. I just feel like I'm done with her. As entertaining as it is, it's also irritating for me. So it's like, eh. Yeah. And I would like to see Tamara and Vicky get back together.
Me too.
I'd like to swap out Shannon for the Vicky-Tamara friendship. Hmm. And like see like the new version.
Yeah. People love Shannon, and good for you guys.
Well, I didn't have a split second to look at news and gossip. I mean, you know, you guys can all welcome to bring stuff in too next week, because it's just my Mondays are just getting so crazy. But well, we hope that we gave you a good introspective. Is that the right word at this hour?
Introspective.
Conversation on our thoughts and opinions, and maybe you share them, maybe you don't, but you can let us know in the comments below. It's going to be an interesting season. I'm kind of looking forward to that mid-season, like, coming up, like, just to add a little bit more, like, energy into this. So, I don't know. This
next episode should be good.
Go. Yeah.
Yeah, next
this
episode.
This meetup should maybe clear the air for some new, you know, group activities, well, hopefully.
Yeah, they finally got Shannon away from Tamara next
finally
week.
And they finally also get Kelly to just be with Shannon, and you can kind of tell there that she's playing the game, because Kelly has strategized herself so well with not being Vicky's puppet but also being Vicky's, like, really close, like, confidant on the show.
Yeah.
So she's really, she's probably, like, if Andy gave her an award, she'd be, like, the most improved.
Shannon brings that up. She's like, well, I feel like Vicky's in your ear.
Yeah. Mm. It's interesting. And it looks like they're all going to be drinking, so, you know, that's going to be fun.
Yeah. Yay!
Drunk housewives!
Shannon's wearing the same shirt from last year, so
from Ireland, right? Ooh, yes. I noticed that, too. Yes.
All right, well, I hope you enjoyed this show. You guys can find us on all these lovely platforms. And projects. Leon?
Thank you, guys. Come catch me at Hollywood Leon on all social media platforms. Tweet me, send me a picture, send me a DM, whatever you'd like.
Hey, guys, now that you're done watching Real Housewives of OC, go on YouTube. Well, you're on YouTube now. Go type in Your Time with Thomas and check out my brand new YouTube series.
Yay! And I'm Blake V. You can find me on all social media at Blake V Media. I feel like I just got done with a therapy session. I'm all like emotioned out, right?
You look great, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
You
do
today.
Thank you. Well, it's all the yoga I do. So if you need to also get zenned out, please come join me on Sunday, the 27th, this weekend, for my Empower Retreat Malibu yoga retreat. It's going to be fantastic. If you're in the LA area, please look at my Instagram. I've got all the details on there. I hope to see you there.
Yes, and Leon, I'm with you. Someone DM me. I'm bored. But listen to my show. I'm serious. Grant's Rants Hollywood Talk came out today. We're talking what's coming out, all the rumors around Real Housewives of New Jersey, and we're talking about the Real Housewives of New York reunion and a lot more over on Grant's Rants Hollywood Talk. You can find it on YouTube and everywhere else. Follow me at It's Grant's Rants if you like. And that'll do it for us. We'll be back next week to celebrate St. Patrick's Day in August.
Ooh, I'm ready.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz, see you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.